At the start of the search, Republican Senator John Thrasher appeared to be a shoo-in for the position, with officials announcing plans to start by interviewing just him. But after outcry from faculty and students, the search committee fired its consultant, hired a new one, and announced plans to focus on finding a leader with strong academic credentials. Still, as officials narrowed their list of applicants from nearly 40 to less than a dozen, Thrasher stayed on the list. And during his interview, the senator said he can more than make up for what some see as a lack of experience in higher education.
When I was general counsel of the Florida Medical Association for 20 years, I felt like I taught a lot of physicians about civics and about government, about medical malpractice. I was in a teaching kind of position for a long time. When I was Speaker of the House of Representatives, I felt like I had every single day the opportunity, as Chairman Bentz would probably understand, that opportunity to teach 120 members of the Florida House of Representatives.
Thrasher says he wants to ensure professors are paid competitive salaries, bump up the school's private fundraising efforts, and seek input from stakeholders if he's picked for the job. Meanwhile, as Search Committee Chair Ed Burr points out, interim President Garnet Stokes' qualifications are already a known factor for most of the committee.
We're now being joined by someone who needs no introduction to this group, Garnet Stokes. Now, Garnet, thank you for allowing me the informality of calling you with your first name, Garnet.
Absolutely. It works around here.
And Stokes wasn't the only candidate able to highlight a strong academic track record. Michelle Wheatley recently left her post as provost and vice president for academic affairs at West Virginia University.
I built my resume at the University of Florida, which is an amazing institution. It gave me the opportunity to build an astonishing career. I did all the things that we ask professors to do, teaching large sections of general education, which was 650 students in Little Hall at 7:25 in the morning, all the way through to training doctoral students. I raised a lot of NSF funding. I was very successful there, and I made full professor in 10 years, which is very fast.
NSF is the federally funded National Science Foundation. If selected, Wheatley says she hopes to help Florida State move forward in its push toward focusing on more science, technology, engineering, and math programs. But some are questioning whether committee members are placing more value on political poll than academics. Despite several motions to add Stokes to a list of second-round candidates, she didn't make the cut. Thrasher did. He and Wheatley are among the top four candidates for the job, as are Richard Marchese, Vice President for Research and Economic Development at the University of Alabama at Birmingham, and Michael Martin, Chancellor of the Colorado State University System. The four will participate in a series of public forums on campus. The first meeting is scheduled for September 15th. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.